the suspicion that dyslexia was actually to do with a genetic fault, a genetic predisposition, was a very, very surprising one, because most people would think that this is surely very unlikely. We're talking about this artificial skill of reading, which has to do with schools and teachers. So how could it have to do with anything with genes? But it was quite clear from twin studies, from family studies, from pedigree studies, that yes, it is something that did run in families. And people were encouraged, therefore, to look for a genetic basis. And earlier than some other disorders, people were very enthusiastic and suggested various possible genetic mechanisms that could lead to a subtly different development of the brain. But I have to say that even now, we are not at a final answer of this. This has turned out to be much, much more difficult than was at first thought. We are convinced, though, from the fact that dyslexia runs in families, and it's a well-known fact that if your parents are dyslexic, if one of your parents are dyslexic, you really have a very high chance to be dyslexic yourself. So we must assume that the genetic contribution is there.